Wanted Man by Linda Lale Miller. 1. Stone Creek, Arizona Territory, January 1905. Rowdy Rhodes leaned back in the whorehouse bathtub, a cheroot jutting from between his teeth, and sighed as he waited for the chill of a high country winter to seep out of his bones. Jolene, an aging madam with pockmarked skin, three visible teeth, and a bustle the size of the Sonoran Desert, sloshed another bucketful of steaming water at his feet.
"I done seen everything now,"
she told him, her eyes narrowed in lascivious speculation as she studied Rowdy's submerged frame.
"Ain't nobody never brought a dog to my bathhouse before."
Pardner, the old yellow hound, sat soaked and bewildered in the tub next to Rowdy's. He'd gotten pretty scruffy on the long ride up from Haven, the dog had, and Rowdy meant to take him for barbering next. They could both do with a haircut, and Rowdy was itching for a shave. Pardner was just plain itching. "Always a first time," Rowdy said, drawing on the cheroot and then blowing a smoke ring. Jolene lingered, probably hoping to do less hygienic business, but willing to settle for whatever conversation might come her way.
"It's one thing you paying for clean water for yourself, but I don't see how as it makes a difference to the dog."
Rowdy grinned and blew another smoke ring. "We'll be wanting steaks, soon as we're dried off and decent, if you can scare them up," he told Jolene. "Pardner likes his rare."
"If that don't beat all,"
Jolene said, pondering the hound.
"I can get steaks all right, but they'll cost you a pretty penny, and if you've a mind to pass the time upstairs..."